we are going to continue our build up to this year's FIFA World Cup. We've kind of got two people who are the polar opposite of each other. We've got Irish-based Brazilian journalist Marcy Acosta joins us in studio, as you've been kind to do on so many occasions. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good and not too bad. And we're going to go to Brazil, where Irish journalist Ewan McKenna is based. Ewan, how are you keeping?
I'm very good. Still getting used to the temperatures here.
Okay. So you're struggling with the humidity and you're not even trying to play a game of football?
Absolutely not. That I did it too much in latter years in Ireland either.
Okay. Well, yeah, you and me both. Marcia, to talk first, we've talked on a couple of occasions about the expectation on the Brazilian team. 4-0 winners over Panama last night in an international friendly. Scoreless until the 26th minute, which caused great panic. And a 4-0 win over Panama is just about good enough.
Just about, yeah, not too bad. But yeah, it took a while for Brazil to wake up, 26 minutes, and the fans were getting very anxious. And finally, Neymar scored the goal and said, okay, there you go, then my goal's to come.
Is there a fear that should anything happen to Neymar, the entire World Cup will be derailed in football terms?
Is there a fear, like, to something to happen?
Yeah, if is that the greatest? Is that the worst thing that could happen for Brazilian fans?
That would be the worst, or maybe some I don't know, protests as well outside the stadiums. Mm. But that would be the greatest fear. If something happens to him,
they're in trouble.
You're in trouble, yeah.
Okay. Ewan, we're 8 days out from the greatest show on earth, as FIFA would call it. Has the country ground to a halt in anticipation of the World Cup landing on its shores?
No, it's remarkably quiet here. And with these tournaments, there always tends to be a sort of calm before the storm. You kind of wonder now what's the storm that's coming, though. When you go around the cities here, there's no bunting, there's no colour, there's no excitement, there's nobody talking about the football itself, because there's this anger simmering and you're kind of waiting for it to boil over about what's been done here. And there's several types of anger. I mean, people try and lump everything together here, but there are probably three major issues. I mean, there's issues for the Brazilian government and for FIFA, which is in terms of security. There's issues for the people here who aren't talking about the football because they have a lack of legacy and they've run up a debt of 11 billion euros or so. And then I think they're a little bit angry as well about the issues for journalists and holidaymakers and a lot of what's been written about Brazil, because they're really first world problems when you hear people coming and giving out about a lack of 4G networks and the flight being delayed an hour here and there. And in that sense, I don't think people have been fair to them. And you even get it with a lot of journalists coming here. They're going around looking for the wrong sort of problems. They're not looking at what's been done to the Brazilian people. They're looking for petty issues all the time and asking the people about that. So, I mean, that's what the conversations are revolving around here. I was asking a barman the other night about the lack of colour in his bar, and he was kind of saying it's funny that if this World Cup was anywhere else, everybody would be getting ready for the Seleção. Whereas because it's in Brazil and because of all these other issues, people are kind of fed up with it already.
I actually have the same feeling when I read about the news here. I've been reading about the World Cup news for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, every single day. And it's hard to find some good news, positive things about the World Cup in Brazil. So, that's about the stadiums that are not ready. Three stadiums are not finished and we're going to have like the first match, including the stadium in São Paulo. And even dengue fever. There's an outbreak of dengue fever in one of the places there in Brazil, in a city near São Paulo, where Portugal, the Portuguese and the Nigerian players are going to stay.
As a Brazilian, does it hurt you to see how your country is being reported worldwide? That it's negative story after negative story.
It does. I have the feeling, say, come on, wake up. We're going to have a World Cup in Brazil after such a long time. So why not being a little bit positive about that?
Ewan, in terms of the coverage and how the domestic press is covering it, is it a free and open press? Are all those concerns being reported as openly and as honestly as we would see them perhaps over here?
I find a lot of the media, since I came down here in November, I always find it quite statist almost. It's always the government stance on everything. And it's elitist as well in a way that when you go through the TV channels or go through the radio channels, it's always looking at the crime of the poorest, the crime of the favelas, whereas the same time is not dedicated to the crimes of the rich and the vast corruption of government down here. And it's a bit like that with the World Cup as well. I mean, it's kind of, when it does report the protesters, they're seen as just trying to ruin what is going to be worth millions to Brazil. It never looks at the actual economics of previous World Cups, about how South Africa got back 10% of what it spent on it, and well, FIFA ran off with 400 million tax-free. So it kind of picks up on the wrong angles, and it puts down the wrong people, and doesn't bring in the whole story.
Overall, Marcia, we had David Goldblatt, on the historian, on the programme last night, and he talked about the link between football and Brazil and how you can chart the history of the Brazilian nation and state through football. It would be terrible, was football, to do this type of damage to the country, considering how important it is in the history of the state.
Yeah, exactly. Or the eyes of the world are in Brazil at the moment, and all they can hear is our very negative thing. So that would be a terrible thing, really. It try to be a bit more positive. That would be the main thing.
Okay, I promise you, we're just going to talk about football next week on the programme and talk about the teams that could win it. Ewan, in terms of the feeling on the ground, can anyone look beyond a Brazilian success at all? Is it feasible? Is it something they can contemplate that Scolari won't lead them to World Cup success?
There's a great fear here, and while they joke about the Argentinians and they joke about the ads, I mean, they are one of the real threats down here. We all know how good Germany and Spain are. Belgium are an unknown quantity, but very interesting. But Argentina is the real worry. And it's a worry. I mean, there's the extra pressure on this Brazilian team, not just because they're at home, not just because they're favourites, but because if they don't play well, if they don't win with style, you wonder, is that going to make things even more angry and make things boil over off the pitch? So there's that pressure as well.
We hope that won't be the case. Ewan, we'll chat no doubt over the course of the World Cup. Marcia, we'll chat football, and we'll get your opinion on the South American teams in particular next week on the programme. Thanks for joining us.